And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
And welcome to Yarra Valley FM. This is Michael Goodrich from Yarra and Just Council. It's the monthly Community Connection Show where we have different community members coming along to talk about what's happening in their community. And we have a jam-packed show today for you. We have Caroline and Shani from Eastern Region Libraries talking about the Reconnect program coming up. We have Jenny and Gemma from River Valley Church talking about the new location they have and a special cuppa and chats on Thursday, which is very exciting. We have Meryl Noel from Wild Community Group talking about the mini markets. And last, we have Kate Barrett from Rebel Community Centre talking about their winter appeal. To start off, welcome Caroline and Shani to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Michael. We're very well. I'm very happy to be here today.
Thank you so much. And where are you joining us from today?
So we're both based at the Healesville branch of Eastern Regional Libraries, and it's an absolutely glorious day up here today.
Yeah, it's a lovely, beautiful library there, and obviously we have another one in Yarra Junction as well, so we're spoilt for libraries up in there. There are some beautiful locations there and facilities as well.
That's right, yes. It's an exciting time at the moment.
Yes, you've got this Reconnect program. Tell us about this Reconnect.
Yeah, so at Eastern Regional Libraries, we're celebrating your library month for the month of May, and it's really all about bringing our communities back together after everything that's been going on in the last 12 months or so. So across the libraries, we've scheduled a series of talks, we've got workshops and heaps of other exciting events. Over the month, we're going to explore several different themes, community, literacy, time and space, and sustainability. So we've based our events and happenings around those themes. And what we're planning to do is reconnect you with your library, with your council, and with each other. So we're going to be also, during this time, we're joining the 21st annual simultaneous story time. So I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Tell us more about that, please.
Yeah. So every year there's a picture book written and illustrated by an Australian author and illustrator is read simultaneously across the country in libraries, schools, kindergartens, bookshops, all sorts of different places. So, and that happens at the same time on the same day every year. So Shani will tell us a little bit about what we've got scheduled for that. And we do have another special add-on during the Reconnect Festival. So any new members who join the libraries during May is automatically entered into a draw to win one of 13 fabulous local prizes. So there's really never been a better time to join your library.
Absolutely.
Library membership is free and it's forever.
And there's some beautiful library cards too with Lunig cartoons or pictures. Yes. I have one myself in my pocket right now.
And we actually have a limited edition Reconnect library card as well that any new members get during this time.
Fantastic.
Also, for our existing members, we are really proud to also be supporting local businesses. So simply show your library card at any of the participating businesses during May and you can receive a special offer or a discount. So if you want to know where you can take that up, if you go to our library website, which is www.yourlibrary.com.au, and you can see there the list of retailers and also the details of the prizes for the draw for new members.
Fantastic. It's like an amazing program. It's amazing the time things are happening. It's been really lovely to be able to reconnect with people in the community and seeing things happening face-to-face now is fantastic. Yeah. So really good. And so, Shani, tell us about this story time that see, last year we've been all online, but now we get to have some story time face-to-face as well.
Yeah, that's right. The National Simultaneous Storytime this year, the book is called Give Me Some Space, and the book is being read by an astronaut in a space station. And all of the libraries in the Eastern Region will be hosting an event alongside that event. And, for example, here at Healesville, we'll be doing it at the same time, which will be 11 a.m. on Wednesday, the 19th of May. We'll have a projector screen set up and we'll be projecting the story being told by the astronaut. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, interstellar story time.
Oh, yes, exactly, intergalactic. And Yarra Junction are having an event. Theirs will be on the same day because that's the day for it. Mm-hmm. It's at 9:30 a.m. at Yarra Junction Library.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So if you find out more information and get more details, you go to yourlibrary.com.au. And you find all information there. You can look up your own libraries. You can find what's happening online and in person and find out more about the Reconnect. And also find those special offers if you're going to join the library to find out who bringing those special offers from local businesses to support them and support you to reconnect with your community and enjoy these beautiful facilities that we have in our libraries in the Upper Yarra and Healesville and Yarra Junction.
Yeah, that's right. We've got like over 160 events across the region. So if you have a look at what's happening around you, I'm sure you'll find something to tickle your fancy.
Absolutely, yeah. So check it out, yourlibrary.com.au, and also you can download the app as well so you can borrow your books all via your phone and find out what's happening. Great resources, amazing place to be. Thank you so much, Caroline and Shani, and looking forward to hearing how it goes for story time on our next show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya. Thank you so much. Bye. So from connecting to your libraries to connecting to your local community as well, we have River Valley Church, we have Jenny and Gemma. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Now, if people haven't heard about River Valley Church before, Jenny, can you tell us about what it is and what you do in regards to community activities and support?
Yep. So River Valley Church has probably been in the valley for about 20 years, and it started off with a connection with the primary school and the chaplains Andy and Joe Bennett, and it developed from there. So we've been running as a church, like I said, for about 20 years, and involved in the community for that same length of time. We had an office in Millgrove for a couple of years, but the majority of the time we've had an office in Warburton, and then the majority of the time we've had an office in Millgrove, which we had to move out from a couple of years ago. So our big exciting news is that we've got a new office, and it's right next to the Millgrove Community Centre, and it can be accessed by going down... I've forgotten the name of the street. Crescent. Sorry. So if you go past the primary school and to the first street on the left, Moore Crescent, and just go to the end of that crescent, and you'll see the soccer field on the right hand side and the big green shed, which is mm-hmm. the Millwarra Community Centre, and our office is right next door to that now. So we're really pleased to have our own space back so that we can get it stuck into providing some more community programs and providing emergency relief and different social support programs. So today we really wanted to talk a bit about the Coffee Connections, which is one of those new programs that River Valley Church has started up again.
Yeah, very excited to hear about the Coffee Connections. And just people might not be familiar about what type of services River Valley Church do, because you're part of the Link partnership, so local churches providing support to the community. So what kind of support and emergency relief services do you provide or are accessible via River Valley Church?
Yep, so we have food relief, and also we can provide ready-cooked meals for families within the community. We also have a drop-in centre, so people can come any Tuesday or Thursday and just drop in and have a chat. We can make referrals into other programs. And we have a men's group, which Gemma will also talk about, that runs on a Wednesday night where the men share a meal and some time together. So that's a really good program that's up and going as well. So we also have a bread program, so people can come and get bread from us on a couple of days a week as well. We're part of the fresh food program, so if people access the River Valley office, and Gemma will give you the number shortly, then people can come and or give us a ring, and if they need a food assistance or any kind of assistance, we will try and meet that need. So it might be also transport. We can provide transport for for people just locally. That's another way that we can help.
Yeah, so much to offer as well. It's fantastic. And so, Gemma, tell us about this, the Coffee Connect. It's just, it's just about to start. Has started.
Yeah, so it's a very exciting new program that River Valley Church is sponsoring. So it's called Coffee Connections. Before I go into all the details, though, I wanted to let you know the heart of the program first. It's a place that our wider community can come, have a free cuppa and a chat. Who doesn't love a free cuppa or a tea or a hot chocolate? You know, we're open to all this. Having an inviting space to make connections, build and strengthen relationships with our community. Also providing a safe place to come and receive care and assistance to those in need. We have some exciting plans for Coffee Connections. One of them is to run budget workshops. It'll be really easy to understand for everyone and an amazing way to really empower people to be in control of their finances. What a great inheritance to be able to pass on to future generations. Mm. It'll be creating a healthy domino effect. I've noticed over the years when I've run budget workshops in the past, how many people have not learnt the skills or they don't have the knowledge of how to budget or handle their finances. And sometimes I've noticed it's not actually a lack of money coming in, but recognising that budgeting can be difficult for everyone and they can end up in these traps of multiple payday lender loans, which are really brutal. They can be up to 50% interest. And credit card debts and lots of more outgoings than incomings. So we want to actually help educate the people by giving them skills to avoid falling into those traps, but also help guide them out if they've gotten themselves into that situation. So the thing I really love about Coffee Connection is everyone's welcome. It's a place that people can come and be treated with dignity and respect. Especially after COVID, where many people really did feel isolated. It's an it's an opportunity for people to come and reconnect as well, because that's really important. So we're hoping that there'll be more opportunities to help people in the future. We got lots of plans for the future.
I'm sure it sounds like I can hear the passion in your voice.
I love it.
And having that place just really, like you said, to have a place that's there every week to come down, have a cuppa, have a chat. Learn some more things, just a place where you feel welcome and safe is so important, and particularly now more than ever, just to know that there's always a place you can go to talk to somebody, and if you want to get some services or get some support, you can, but if you want to just go here and have say hello and see a friend, that's just important as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so again, so the Coffee and Connections are on Thursdays.
Yes, so we have them every Thursday morning. So we're doing them during school terms. Mm-hmm. So it's between 9:15 and 11 a.m. So it's held outside River Valley office, which Jenny was talking about in Moore Crescent, just where the soccer ground is in Millgrove. You can also get in touch with us by reception@rivervalley.org.au. And we've got a phone number of 0487-381-378. You can also go on to our website, River Valley Church. We've got a Facebook page as well. So I'd love to get it out there, though. And there's no need to book either. All you got to do is turn up and you'll see some smiling faces, really excited to see you. So please, everyone, invite your friends and family. Everyone's welcome. Tomorrow morning at 9:15, we're hoping to see you there.
Oh, sounds fantastic. And again, so you can go to River Valley. If I'm on Facebook, they've got your website as well with all the contact details there, and obviously all the information around what service you do and updates of the Coffee Connections and the men's group as well. So much happening, so much offering. I'm excited to hear that you've got a new home. I remember a couple of years ago I was helping you move at an old place. So great to hear you've got a new home to be there and better on these fantastic services and support for community and a place for people to connect as well. So well done to you both. Well done to the church for what you're doing. And again, if you want to find out more, go to your Facebook page or just search River Valley Church and you'll find your website and your Facebook page quite easily as well.
Yes. Thanks for the opportunity of talking about it as well. We are really excited to have our own space back so that people can just come in and drop in and give us a ring. And, yeah, we're happy to do home visits. We're happy to do whatever's needed in the community. So if the community let us know, we're really, really happy to hear what they'd like.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Jenny and Gemma. I'd love to come back in maybe a couple months' time and see how those Thursdays are going and the kind of connection in your new home as well. So I really appreciate your time today. And again,
thank you so much.
River Valley Church, and you'll be able to find them on Facebook, website, all the details. All done to you both. We're going to shoot to a quick song for a break, and we're coming back with Meryl from Wild Community Group to talk about their mini markets.
I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa.
To the Community Connection Show on Yarra Valley FM, and our next guest is Meryl Noel from Wild Community Group. Hello, Meryl.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. Now, for people who haven't heard of the Wild Community Group, can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, Wild Community Group are a township group for five different towns. So the towns are Wooreallick, Hoddles Creek, Yellingbow, Launching Place, and Don Valley. And that makes the acronym for WILD, which is spelt a little bit different.
Very clever acronym.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know who came up with that idea, but it wasn't
a lot of brainstorming, I'm sure. Oh, my gosh, we're WILD.
Yeah.
And WILD does a lot of things, but the most recent thing you're doing is the mini markets.
That's right. We a couple of years ago, we took over the management of the Sydney Halbish Hall in Don Valley. So we have a lease of that hall and we manage it and run it. And we planned to do the markets last year, but that all got put on hold. So this year we've started seasonal markets. We actually call them mini markets. So mini markets were around in 2014 and we ran them once a week, and they were in the five primary schools of the Wild Towns. And the idea originally was to link the communities of those towns through a market. And so they sort of went into 2015 a bit, and then it all sort of died out a little bit. I think it was, you know, a big thing to maintain a weekly market. Anyway, since we took on the hall, it was always a plan to revive the mini markets. So instead of having a weekly market, which is a little bit too much, we've got seasonal mini markets. And so there's one each season. So there's autumn, winter, spring and summer. So we've started in autumn. That was our harvest mini market, and that was held back at the end of March outside the hall. And it was a pretty awful day, but we were really well supported. And the idea of the mini markets is to support community groups and support local business, homemade and homegrown, as much as possible. So we had the Don Valley School there. They did a sausage sizzle. We had the Permaculture Yarra Valley talking about their permaculture group. We had the Creations Dance, who actually have regular dance classes at the hall. They were there to promote their group. And then we had other vendors. Oh, and Red Cross do, they've always supported the mini markets. So they were doing coffee and selling their jams and knitted goods. Yum. So it's really more than just a market of buying things. It's about coming along and connecting with people in your community and just supporting. So it's a bit of a social event as well. So we've got our winter mini market coming up on Saturday, the 26th of June. It's an afternoon market because in winter we understand it's hard to get going in the mornings. Yes. So it's from 1 to 4 p.m. So this is actually going to be an indoor market inside the hall. Mm. So depending on the restrictions, but at the moment we can have up to 60 people in the hall. So if we're swamped with that many people, we might need to manage it, but we'll hopefully have a few stalls outside as well under marquee space. Yeah. So the craft mini market, it's a different theme. So we've got that for winter, and the idea is that people like to, you know, do craft activities more in winter because it's indoors and cozy. So again, we'll have Red Cross there doing hot drinks and snacks to eat. We will have a sausage sizzle. I'm not sure who's doing that yet, but there'll be a sausage sizzle there so people can grab a snack. And there'll be some entertainment. We were lucky to get some support from council with the COVID grant to help revive the markets and activities at the hall. So that means we can have some local entertainment. So we'll actually have a vocalist. Her name's Bronte. She sings and plays guitar. So she'll be, you know, performing throughout the market time inside. And hopefully that'll be more than just buying and selling, though. We're hoping to have some crafts. People doing some crafts and activities for kids and maybe adults. So and our stalls are only $10. So we make it really affordable. It's not about making money. It's about getting people along there and some things for people to do in their local community.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a fantastic idea. And those people might be listening now that have, you know, a little crafting at home and hobbying, and they could also, they wish to contact Wild Community Group and get a stall and run a little activity or sell their goods as well.
Yeah, and we have a swap table as well. We did one in the harvest market, but obviously people, it takes time to get used to that. So in harvest, I actually picked some lemons and took some things that I had excess of. But I thought for the craft one, you know, lots of people have things lying around that they might have made and they don't want anymore, or just something, it's really open. So the idea of that table is there's no money exchanged. You just put something on the table and then will work out, like, if someone else and they can trade or do something. You know, someone might have a whole lot of wool that they don't want, and then they can put that on the table, and someone might have some beads or, you know, anything, bits of wood to make carving with, anything really. It's just really open to ideas so that people can swap instead of sell.
I love that idea. So drawers of your woolen drawers and your knick-knack drawer, you might find some great stuff to think, oh, I'm not using it, but somebody else would love it. So you can bring it down and pluck on the table and see what you can trade it for.
That's right. Yeah. And it's not just for women. We're really hoping to get some men's type crafts as well. So I think we might go to the men's shed and see if they'd like to come along. And we will have a flyer coming out soon with a bit more about that market and, you know, what people might expect. But, yeah, and it doesn't matter about the weather because we'll be indoors.
Yes, now you have the hall you're managing and looking
after. That's right. Yep.
Beautiful hall that you can tea and coffee and the kitchenette and all the tools there. So keep yourself warm and weatherproof throughout winter.
Yes. And
markets as well, which is great. And so people want to find out more or keep in contact, they can search WHILD, which is WHYLD community group, and you'll find your website there, but also on Facebook as well.
That's right.
So wild.org.au, or you can just search WHYLD community group and you also find that link on to Facebook and get all the updates. You're very active there as well.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and we've got later down the track, we'll have spring, we'll have secondhand, and we'll have a festive market in December for Christmas.
Fantastic. And this is all happening at the Sydney Harvest Hall that WHYLD Community Group manage. But also, that hall's also open for hire as well for people to do private functions or run a course there or do an activity. It's there for the community to hire as well.
That's right. And we have very affordable rates for community groups. Even for businesses. So we actually had a four-year-old party at the hall on Saturday, and then we had the permaculture people hiring the hall on Sunday for a social get-together. So it's getting a lot more use now, and we're really happy to have the space to hold our meetings and do our activities and to provide a space for other people to use as well.
Yes, so you can see that hall being utilised, people using it and gathering there as well. And in regards to the cost of hire, if people want to find out more about that or be able to make a booking, how can they do so?
They can send us an email, and our email address is welcome@wild.org.au. We've got a phone number, but probably the email is the best way. And usually if you do type WHYLD, WHYLD, into Google, it'll bring you up with our group because there's not too many WHYLD groups.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, lovely. Well, thank you so much, Meryl. So if you want to find out more, you can go to just search WHYLD, WHYLD, and you'll find your website and Facebook page with all the contact details there to find out more about when the market's happening and how to get in contact or make a booking for your next birthday party or celebration or gathering night as well. So beautiful hall and great to see those facilities being used for the community as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Meryl. We're looking forward to hearing how the mini markets go. Excited to see how that swap table goes as well. I think I can search through my drawers. I know I've got lots of knickknacks that I could pass on and swap for. Before we have a little song break now, and coming back after the break is Kate Barrett from the Redwood Community Centre talk about their winter appeal.
Stick on in.
And you are here at the Community Connection Show on Yarra Valley FM. And our last guest for today is Kate Barrett from the Redwood Community Centre. Hello, Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And so if people haven't heard of the Redwood Community Centre, can you tell us a bit about what it is and where it is and what you do?
Yeah, we're located in Warburton. In people always say, oh, the old Seventh-day Adventist school. So that's how they know our building, right next to the river there. It's a beautiful spot. We've been there we've been operating as a community centre since 2012, and we're there just to help anyone in our area that needs a bit of support.
And you do a lot of stuff. You're open Monday to Thursdays.
Yeah, so not open Wednesdays. However, we do have other groups that use our building on different days, lots of job network providers and the sort. So you might see our doors open other days and people are welcome to pop in on those other days to use the Help Yourself shelf, which we have food and other sort of products. And then, of course, what we're going to talk about is our winter coats as well, which are available whenever that door's open.
Yes. So tell us about the winter appeal. You've just
bottom of Mount Donabuang, it is freezing in Warby, as most of you would know. Yes. And we found early on in our days people were often asking for blankets, even hot water bottles, and then winter clothing. So we started a small drive and it's just gotten bigger and better. And so we're after any really good quality coats, beanies, all of that sort of winter clothing, and of course blankets as well. So and if we ever have too many, we love to share them with other agencies in the area too.
Great. So people do have something to donate. How can they pass on to the Redwood Centre?
So we have a box at the front of the Redwood Centre that people can leave the donations in there, but if they would rather hand them to us, we're there Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 10 till 2, so they can come in and hand them to us themselves.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. So, yeah, good quality blankets, jackets, winter warmers. Just make sure you've, stuff that's good quality.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want things with rips in them. We don't want dirty things. We just want good stuff, yeah.
And so what else is happening at Redwood Centre? You said a bit of an update for the lounge there. People are going to pop in and hang out there, so the Redwood Centre have a lot going on.
Yeah, we've got this awesome group of Upper Yarra students, Year 9 leadership class, have contacted us and said, we want to do something at the Redwood. So they came up and visited a couple of weeks ago and they're going to actually update our lounge room. So our lounge room is open whenever we're there and it's a place for anyone to just come and hang out. We've got computers for job searching, home searching, and social networking, but we also have a TV, we've got some comfy couches, we've got snacks and people. It's just a really cosy place and these students have come in and they said, nah, it needs an update. So that's starting next week, which is really, really exciting.
And it is a very cosy, comfy place to be, really welcoming and a million-dollar view looking over the Yarra River as well.
Sure is, yeah. Yeah. And alongside the lounge room, we have a laundry that's available and we have a shower as well. So people don't need to book in for those and they just need to pay $2.50 for a load of washing or drying if they can afford it. And they can come and hang in the lounge while they're waiting for their washing if they like. But the shower is also available.
Yeah, fantastic. And you also have on Tuesdays, you have your Chewy Tuesdays?
Yeah, so we're running it a bit differently to how we used to. We've found that we're not getting as much food from the agencies, so we're having to share it around in a different way. So people need to just call us on a Monday to register for their food parcel between 10 and 2, and then on the Tuesday is when food parcel pickup is. And then at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning till 12:30 we have morning tea and nice little social group that people can come and join and have a chat and get to know others. And we often have different agencies come in at that time too.
Yeah, it's done so well. And, yes, apparently times are tough, so that Tuesdays is free. Just is a call up and on the Monday to register, and you come along Tuesdays, and it's amazing quality food, so well organised, really respectful to be able to grab your basket and get some food to help feed yourself and feed the family, some beautiful volunteers that look after you and also get a cup of tea and have a chat as well, and really safe place to be just to hang out and have a chat with people and get some things to help look after yourself and your family as well.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
It's really good stuff. And I'm excited to hear what the Year Nines have in plan for your lounge.
Yeah, so check us out on Facebook or Instagram and we'll keep you all updated with that. On Facebook, we like people to share what we've got going around because that's really the way we promote ourselves. We do some flyers around town, but social media is the best way to get the word out there about what we do.
Mm. And so people want to find out more, they can just search Redwood Community Centre. You'll find the website, but also Facebook's probably the best place as well because I have all the most up-to-date information of what's happening at the Redwood Centre. Jenny. And are you looking for any kind of volunteers? Because you have a lot of programs happening. People can contribute or assist with the work you do.
We are so excited to be part of Gather My Crew. So I'd love to chat to you about that at some time in more depth. But feel free to contact us if you want to help people in your community in a really casual way without any commitments. Please contact us and we will hook you up with people that need some social support, some food or even some gardening.
Mm. And I think one way to get that crew is a way to put up some opportunities for people to volunteer so you can different organisations can register, like Redwood Centre, and they have ways that you can volunteer either supporting something in the community or at the centre as well, and you can go in there and see exactly what volunteering opportunities are there and you can sort of register and come and help out as well. Some really sort of bespoke and, you know, neat volunteering as well. So, yeah, it's great to see that the Redwood Centre is being a part of that and, it's a good way for people not always able to volunteer every Tuesday during work hours. If you're just able to volunteer here and there, to get my crew can be a great place to connect up with different organisations to see where you can support your community.
Exactly. Just search Gather My Crew and you'll be able to find different organisations that need your support.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's always great to catch up with you and hear what's happening at Redwood Centre and always something new happening as well. So, again, if people want to find out more, just search Redwood Community Centre by Facebook or on their website and all the contact details there and what services they're offering and how to connect as well. And, again, winter appeals. If you have any, look at through your winter closet and see if there's any of those jumpers that you probably don't need, those 10 hoodies you have in your cupboard. Maybe you only need 3.
Thanks. Thanks for the plug. That's awesome.
Right, thank you so much. It's been a great show today. So just a recap, we've had some wonderful Caroline Shani from Eastern Region Library talking about the Reconnect program. So lots of offering there, the three libraries in Healesville and Yarra Junction to connect with your local community on site and also online and the Storytime Day. So you can find out more at yourlibrary.com.au. River Valley Church, the new venue just next to the Recreation Reserve in Millgrove, and they've got their cuppa and chats on Thursdays now as well, and the men's group, and lots of services there on offer. So to find out more, you can just search River Valley Church and you'll find their website, obviously, and they're on Facebook as well. And also, of course, we had Meryl Knoll from Wild Community Group. Mini markets coming up again soon, and also if you're a hall for hire at 72 Halfish Hall, just search Wild, WHYLD, community group, and you'll find their website and their Facebook page, all the details for the mini markets coming up soon, as well as the Hall for Hire. And, of course, lastly, Kate from Redwood Centre, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to find out how to donate or what's happening at the Redwood Centre, just search Redwood Community Centre and you'll be able to find their website, but also regular updates via Facebook as well. So much happening. Yuppie, you are amazing community groups. And if you have anything else you'd like to share or talk about that's happening in your community group, you can contact myself at Yarra Indigenous Council. And my email is m.goodrich, G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H, at yarraindigenous.vic.gov.au. If you'd like to share and talk about things happening in your community, or just email mail at yarraindigenous.vic.gov.au and I'll be passing the details. Wonderful to have these chats today. Hope you all stay well and safe and warm. And we'll see you again next month.